Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. As I say with every broadcast, I have no idea what time it is when you're hearing this editorial, because this isn't radio on, well, it's radio on the internet. This is not like normal radio. This is radio on Galganov.com, where there's no CRTC. There's no FCC. There's just you and me, the way radio really, really ought to be. And it's the way it used to be. But now, well, the government is involved in everything. The government listens to everything. The government spies on everything. I know we're at the age of Big Brother, with cameras everywhere, listening devices everywhere, whether it's on our cell phones, whether it's in emails or tweets or Facebook or whatever communication system we have, whether it's in our cars. You know, GPS now follows us everywhere we want to be. We have insurance companies that demand that if you want to get a better break on your rates, install this little device. It's fine. It's perfect. It's 100% reasonable. And we'll just track you. We'll know exactly where you go. We'll know exactly where you stop. We'll know how fast you drive. We'll know how slow you drive. And they'll know an awful lot about you and with the algorithms that that have been designed. Throughout the world today, they'll know what you've had for breakfast, they'll know what you've had for supper, they'll know what you've had for lunch, they'll know when you're not well, they'll know when you're very well, they'll know when you exercise, they'll know where you've been at all times, they'll know what you buy. This is not good. This is Big Brother on steroids. This is what George Orwell warned us about in his classic novel 1984, which was written a long, long time ago. It was written, well, so long ago, before anyone ever even thought about computers, let alone the internet, let alone social media. But that's where we are. And now we've reached another plateau in our society where we can't trust anyone. We certainly cannot trust our politicians. They're liars. We can't trust the hierarchy in our law enforcement, such as the FBI or the NSA. The CIA is a different kettle of fish. They're out there trying to protect, well, America and the world from evildoers. The RCMP in Canada, I don't trust them worth a damn any longer. I look at government as the enemy of the people, not the friends of the people, not the defenders of freedom. I look at the government as people who want to take all they can and make sure that the people who feather their nests are taken care of, the lobbyists. I look at the media as being not just corrupt and not just dishonest, not just slanted, but the media itself has become a serious enemy of freedom, of democracy, of truth. So I look at, and what is the news media all about? It's about entertainment. It's about ratings. It's about selling ads. It's not about telling people what the people really deserve to know, what they need to know. It's about protecting the people who feather their nests. In Canada, in the case of Prime Minister Trudeau, he's just laid out $600 million, which is an awful lot of money in a small country like Canada of 35 million people. He's just put out $600 million to give to the media, which his government, the people who he's going to appoint, are going to decide who deserves that money in the media. Now, if that's not a slam against freedom of expression and reasonable expression, and the fact that the media is not going to be biased, and I don't know what is. I want to thank all the people, by the way, who contributed this month, as usual. It's not a lot of people, but it's enough people to help me sustain Galganov.com and take a load off my shoulders. I appreciate that enormously. And I also want to thank Joyce Kaufman. I did a two-hour show with her last Thursday, and it was wonderful, and I was happy to do it, and I'm happy that I'm back home in Austin, Texas, and I'm happy that I'm writing again. And this is the first broadcast in quite a while. Anyways, thank you very much for reading. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting. And thank you for being in the fight. This is Howard Galganov, Galganov.com. No CRTC, no FCC, just you and me the way radio really ought to be. And until the next broadcast, have a great, great day.